A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Yidches, Avodah Zarah 18a, pagination is 35. We'll start on the facing page, at the bottom of the page, the first of the wide lines. Asyua Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. They brought in Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. This is the Roman government in their wickedness with the accusation that he was teaching Torah. Amrulei, they said to him, Amaika sakta be'oraisa, why were you studying Torah? Amaluhu, he said to them, Kasha tzivani Hashem alokai, it's the commandment of Hashem my God. He was very bold, straightforward. Miad gozra l'sreifa, so they decided that he should be burnt. Val ishto lahariga, his wife should be killed. Va'albito leshe bekubo shalzonos, and that his daughter should be placed in a place of prostitution. Let's move on to today's daf. About a quarter of the way down on the page, at the end of a line, b'sha shayatsu shalashtan, as the three of them went out for this judgment to begin, tzadku aleihem esadin, they accepted Hashem's judgment upon themselves, that Hashem is really the source of the judgment, and they recognized it, as the Gemara says in the piece that we're skipping, a punishment of sorts, but this judgment they accepted. Hu Amar, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon said, Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo, Hashem is the rock, he's the stability, and everything that he does is complete, is full, is accurate, takes everything into account, even if we don't understand. V'ishto omra, and his wife said, Kel emuna ve'in ovel, Hashem is the God of trust. There's nothing crooked, nothing bent. It's accurate. And bito omra, and the daughter also, who had this decision made against her, she recited, Godol ho'etzav rav ho'aliliya, another pasuk, that Hashem knows everything. Omar Rebbe said, Kama gedolim tzadikim alalu, they're so great. Shenizdamnu lem shalosh mikro shal tzidik hadin, b'shat tzidik hadin, that they recited, that they thought of, these very psukim, which are the essence of tzidik hadin, of accepting Hashem's judgment, and indeed are the psukim that we recite at a levaya, at a funeral, when we accept Hashem's judgment in terms of the passing of the deceased person. These three psukim are incorporated in tzidik hadin. The Gemara backs up and gives the background to this decision against Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, that it actually is a reflection of a decision that he made. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned, Kishachol Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was deathly ill, Holach Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon Levakro, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, the colleague, came to visit him. Omalo, he said to him, Chanina Ochi, Chanina, my brother, Yeta Yodea, don't you know, Shuma Zuman Ashmaimim Lichua, that this nation of the Romans is in power because Hashem wills it so? Shechriva es Beso, they destroyed Hashem's house. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed through them. Vesorfa es Cholo, they burnt. Vaharge es Chasidov, they killed the great ones. Vaavdes Tuvav, and they made lost the good ones. Va'adayini kayemes, and they're still in power. Va'ani shamati alecho, and I'm hearing about you. Shata Yosef ozdek betoro malkakilos barabim, that you're studying Torah against their law in public. V'sefer Torah munach lecha b'chekecha, and the Sefer Torah is in your lap, and you're very open about what you're doing. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was also deeply committed to Torah. We see in the statement in Avos, where he says, you could give me all the money in the world, any dor elabim kom Torah, I'm only going to stay in a place of Torah. But apparently, the Romans recognized a degree of status quo. They realized that the religious ones are going to stay religious, and there are always going to be pockets, but they objected to the teaching of Torah, to the dissemination, to the public rally of people gathering to study from the Rebbe. And that's what Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma apparently held, that we should be discreet about it. Those who want to come to a Torah community are invited. If we can influence discreetly, we should. But it seems that he's objecting to the public display in your face against the Romans. Amalo, Rabbi Chanina ben Tirajin responded, Min Hashemayim Yirachamu, Hashem will have mercy. Amalo, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, Ani Omer Lecha Dvarim Shel Tam, I told you things of substance. Ve'ata Omer Li Min Hashemayim Yirachamu, and you're just answering me, Hashem should have mercy. I'm telling you, your strategy is not a safe strategy. Toma ani, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, I'm in wonderment, im lo yisrufu oscha ves sefer Torah ba'esh, if they don't burn you and your sefer Torah in fire. Amalo Rebbe, mani l'chay olam haba, what's going to be regarding olam haba? And perhaps his question was, we disagree in how we should chart the future of the Jewish people, whether we should do it discreetly, underground, if you will, until this thing passes, or we should stand up to them. But perhaps his question is, do you consider me suicidal? Do you consider me so reckless that I don't have a portion in the world to come? Am I really wrong? And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma doesn't go there. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, Mechelkecha yihi chelki, one line down. From your portion should be my portion, and migorolcha yigoroli, and my lot should be placed with yours. You're a righteous person. But we're having a machlokas. We disagree how we should handle the Roman threat. You'll remember that we have different attitudes regarding this. Rabbi Akiva also was very bold, and eventually he too was killed by the Romans. We have the statement of the Chafetz Chaim regarding the Russians and communism. The Chafetz Chaim held that in retrospect, maybe we should have stood up stronger and not gone underground. We would have weakened their spiritual strength if we would have stood up to them just as the Chashmonaim stood up to the Yevonim. So this is a soul-searching question, an age-old question, exactly how to respond in each situation. Indeed, the statement of comparing this to the Russians is not so far-fetched. The Russians also had the attitude that the elderly will observe until it dies out, but as long as they got the youth, they were okay. And when the Refusnik movement started affecting the youth and the Torah teachers were affecting the youth, that's where they really got offended and tried to take action. Amru, it is said, back in the Gemara, lo hayu yamim mu'atim, it wasn't that many days, at Shanifta Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma passed away, v'ochel kol gadoli romi lekavro, and all the great people of Rome went to bury him. Apparently he was able to diplomatically deal with the Romans, even as he certainly was from the great people of Torah in the generation. It's mentioned in Avos in most respected terms. But he was able to play the Romans the cards that he needed to play and not be in their face. And that was his shita. V'espidu esped gadol, there was a great eulogy. V'chazoroson, and when they were coming back from it, mitza'u l'Rabbi Chanina ben Tirajon, they found Rabbi Chanina ben Tirajon, shayu yoshev osik b'Torah, that he was studying Torah, umakil kilos barabim, and he had a rally of Torah gathering. V'sefer Torah munach l'becheko, and the Sefer Torah was in his lap as he taught. We have to assume that Rabbi Chanina ben Tirajon attended the funeral of Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, but he probably didn't stay for the Roman pomp and ceremony that followed. And instead, we lost a great person. He went and continued studying Torah. Hevi uhu, so they brought Rabbi Chanina ben Tirajon after the judgment that we began with, by discussing v'karchu b'sefer Torah, they wrapped him with the sefer Torah, v'kifu b'chavle zimoros, and they surrounded him with the flammable material, v'hitzisu bohen asa'or, and they lit it, v'heviu sfugim shal tzemer, and they took bunches of wool, v'shorim, they soaked it b'mayim in water, v'inichum alibo kadesh shalo tetzei neshmosa mehira, in order that is soul should not leave him right away. It should delay, perhaps to cause agony purposely, as part of their approach to the execution. Amru lo bito, his daughter said to him, "Abba, erich bikach, I have to see you like this. This is the torture they're putting you through." Amar lo, he said to her, "Ilmole ani nesrafti levadi. If I was being burnt on my own, ayadav koshali, it would be emotionally strain on me. Achshav shani nisraf sefer Torah imi, but now I'm being burnt with the Sefer Torah. It's very clear to me that this is all about the Sefer Torah. And misha mevakesh albono shal Sefer Torah, the one who will revenge the disgrace of the Sefer Torah, hu yivakesh alboni, will seek out my disgrace as well." Amru lo tamidov, the student said to him, "Rabbi ma ata roe, what do you see? What's your vision?" Amar lohen, he said, "Gilyon nisrafin, they're able to burn the parchment, va'osios parchos, but the letters are floating. The letters are eternal. They can get us physically, but the eternity of the Jewish people is not being questioned." They told him, "Afata pasach picha v'tikonis b'chocha eish, why don't you open your mouth and the fire will go in and you'll die?" Amar lohen, and he responded, "Mutav shi'etlena mishanosna, better that Hashem, who gave my soul, should take my soul, and I'm not influencing this." The executioner asked, "If I expedite things, is that a good thing? Miviyani l'chay olam haba, will you bring me to the world to come?" And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion said, "Hein, yes." Apparently the executioner, who set the whole thing up and is causing the torture, if he could limit the torture, it was considered favorable. This Gemara obviously is one that we explore when we discuss lots of end-of-life issues and how to extrapolate the law from such a Gemara. But the Gemara describes that the executioner went ahead and expedited. He took away the wool and he increased the fire. And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion died, and the executioner himself jumped into the fire to join him. A baskol came out that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and the executioner are mizumanim l'chayolam haba, are designated and ready for the world to come. Bacha Rebbe v'omar, Rebbe cried and said, as we have the quote in the previous daf as well, regarding Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, Yeshkona olama b'shoa achas, v'yeshkona olama b'kama shanim, the people that work a whole life to achieve their world, and they're people that acquire it in a moment. And that's the contrast between Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and the executioner. The Gemara continues and says that the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was indeed taken to this place of prostitution, and her sister, the wife of Reb Meir, the name Bruria, wanted to get her out, sent Reb Meir dressed up to find out if she was righteous. And indeed he found that she had all kinds of excuses not to be with people. And he said, Shema mina lo avda isura. Apparently, she has not done sin, and a miracle will work. He redeemed her, and to the guard, who was nervous to agree that he would get into trouble, Reb Meir said, "You will just need to say, Eloko de Meir aneini, God of Meir, answer me, and you will be saved." And indeed, that phrase has become part of Jewish tradition. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.